welcome to a very special episode of What You Doin' Podcast, the interview podcast where I talk to cool people about the amazing stuff they're working. My name is Matt, and in this episode, we're actually doing something a little different. It's February, and in the TTRPG community, that means it's zine time. From Zine Quest to Zine Month to Zinetopia, there's probably another one. Everybody has a cool zine for you to check out. Now, I've been toying with the idea of including pre-recorded segments for the podcast for a little bit, and today's episode is the result of all that thinking. Today, you'll hear from a handful of designers who have their zines available right now on crowdfunding. All of these designers responded to a submission form that I put out with their own pre-recorded answers, and you're going to hear those answers edited together. As usual, everyone's info will be in the show notes, so if there's something you want to check out or maybe back, it'll be there for you. So why don't we kick things off and have the guests introduce themselves and what they're working on.
Hi, my name is Ella Watts. My pronouns are she, her. I made a fantasy TTRPG called Upriver Downriver, which was published by MacGuffin and Company. I also made a one-page RPG called Penny Dragon for the one-page RPG jam, which is on Itch. My zine is called The Deepest Dark. It is a GM-less tragic horror game where you and the other players are rolling a dice pool of hope and despair, and you play a bunch of people from the real world, in the real world, scientists, explorers, activists, who have gotten trapped by a cave-in and are forced to explore kind of the subterranean network of caves underground.
Hi, my name's Sean. I use he, him pronouns, and you might know me from talking shit on the internet, I guess. I'm on TikTok and Blue Sky a whole lot, talking about all the games that aren't the Dragon game and why you should be playing them instead. I also have a love-hate relationship with professional wrestling, and I'm very normal about the X-Men. My zine is called Deadweight. It is an analog survival horror RPG that I put out on itch.io back in November of 2025. And since then, it has undergone a lot of playtesting, a lot of tweaks, and I want to put out the revised and updated version and do a small print run of it. So I'm crowdfunding that during zine month.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline Brick, aka Jax Romana. My pronouns are she, they, fey, in roughly order of preference. And you may know me from my work on Changeling the Lost 2nd Edition, Cult Divinity Lost, Exalted Essence, Deviant the Renegades, and After the War. I'm releasing a zine through Plus One RPG Zine Club. It's called Bear Witness, and it is a game based on Pascal Langier's 2008 New French Extremity film, Martyrs.
Hello, my name is Navarsik Jackson, and my pronouns are he, him. I'm the game designer behind The Corrupted and Neighborhood Robots and the upcoming Sooth Wardens. Sooth Wardens is a diceless fantasy game about playing monster-hunting guardians who are magically linked to each other. It's a game about deep connectivity, community, and larger-than-life fights.
Now here's why I asked the designers to explain what makes their games so exciting and some narrative inspirations that they're pulling from.
The point of The Deepest Dark is that it's all about death, in a fun way. So the idea is that what you know from the very start of the game as players is that your characters are dead. They did not survive the cave-in, but they don't know that. And they've got all of their equipment that they planned for their expedition. So, you know, the sensible thing for them to do is to explore the caves, descend, see if they can find a way out, see if they can find what they came down here for. You're playing archaeologists or geologists or photographers. You're looking for beautiful and extraordinary things that you had a reason to believe were here. And so as you play, the idea is that you find wonders which give you hope and give you the hope you need to like keep going. And when you eventually come to the realization as a group that you are already dead and that the only thing left to do is to pass on, you go around in a circle and ask each other, like, was it worth it? Knowing what you know now, knowing what you found here, knowing what you would have found here, was it worth coming down here in the first place, even though you don't get to make it back out again, even though no one will ever know what you saw. And really, like, that's the metaphor, right? Is that most of us will not be remembered. Most of us will not go down in history as famous people. Most of us will just live our lives and then pass away. And you know, our immediate family and friends will care, obviously. But fundamentally, like, there's this kind of idea that we have to, like, make our mark. And it's like, what if you don't? What if it is important that you saw beautiful things because you saw beautiful things, not because someone saw you seeing them? And so that's kind of the idea behind the game. It's very much like an emotional role-playing game that also has aspects of, like, caving horror, because no one should go in a cave. Really, no one should go in a cave. They're so dangerous. In terms of narrative touchstones and inspirations, I read the book Underland by Robert McFarlane, which was a huge inspiration. And I'm currently reading The Blind Descent by James Tabor, which is another one, which are these really extraordinary books about the world underneath our feet. In terms of games, definitely taking a lot of inspiration from Belonging Outside Belonging generally, and specifically, most recently, Luke Jordan's games, Harvest and Grand Guignol. We do an invocation at the start of the game, which is very much inspired by that. Also very much inspired by your classic kind of one-shot tragic horror games, like Ten Candles and Dread, are huge influences on this.
The pitch is that it is a game that combines the fiction-first narrative elements of Powered by the Apocalypse and Forged in the Dark games with the dwindling odds mechanisms that you find in iconic horror RPGs like Dread and Ten Candles. There are 7 character archetypes that are all kind of based on the tropes that you would find of characters in horror movies. There are 3 pre-written scenarios in here, so the game out of the box is ready to go. My hope was that somebody could crack this and within a couple minutes of going over the rules, use one of the pre-written scenarios to run an impromptu game for friends and family. And that's kind of the goal we're going for here. It's very rules light, very vibes heavy. So a big touchstone for this one, actually what originally inspired it, is one of my less liked horror franchises, which is the Saw franchise. Not that I like hate the Saw franchise, but it's not like up there as one of my favorites. But I did have a friend named Chris at D&D Imposter, shout out, who ran a game of Dread that was based on the Saw games. And I kind of was just like, it piqued my curiosity, like, how are they going to make that work, right? But they really made it work, and it was a really fun game. And it kind of got the wheel spinning in my head of like, what if there was a TTRPG where your success was based on how much you were willing to physically sacrifice, right? And the more and more I worked on that, and what would eventually become this game, I realized that it's not just really for Saw. Really, the concepts I was coming up with would work for any survival horror scenario where the only way out is to like make big sacrifices and take big swings, basically. And so that's where I came up with this. Other touchstones, if you flip through the book as you're going through it, there's quotes from all of my favorite horror movies in there. So that was one of the most fun things. Like on the back is a quote from my favorite horror movie of all time, which is Scream. And that is also a big touchstone for the pre-written slasher scenario that's in here. And I tried as much as I could to kind of like include like little references and bits and pay homage to all of the movies and all of the movie directors that have made me fall in love with the horror genre over the years.
I'm not entirely sure I would describe my game as exciting so much as that dull thudding you get in your chest when you realize the banality of evil and how it's in front of you and how it keeps turning and turning in a widening gyre, etc. But it is a game about being a spouse and a parent and also a cult keeper in a very tidy house who is abusing a girl in your basement with the slight hope that she might give you a glimpse into the afterlife that you know exists. You just need to be able to see it. It is definitely a game about the banality of evil. It is definitely a type 2 endure to enjoy sort of game. Please be aware of the content warnings when reading it, but if this is the game for you, it's definitely the game for you. Of course, the biggest touchstone for Bear Witness is Pascal Langier's movie Martyrs, as that is what it was based on. Do not watch the 2015 version. I mean to reference only the 2008 version. But other thematic touchstones are David Lynch's Firewalk with Me and also Blue Velvet, and basically any of Ira Levin's domestic novels, so Rosemary's Baby, Sliver, and The Stepford Wives, among others.
Characters in Sooth Wardens are incredibly powerful, using superhuman speed, strength, and magic with ease. The game uses 2 resource trackers, heart and stamina, to determine how long you can stay in the fight, and players increase their odds of success by performing investigations into the monsters they'll be fighting. All the while dealing with relationships to their linked partner, who can feel their emotions and sense where they are. The biggest touchstone for the game is the Wheel of Time series and the bond between Aes Sedai and warders described within. However, the visualization and inspiration for combat is more akin to the animated Castlevania shows and anime like Jujutsu Kaisen.
And because there's no way I'm ending this podcast on a serious note, I asked each designer which historical figure would most enjoy their zine.
I really hope that Jules Verne would enjoy our zine. I think he would. I think the fact that I don't know if Jules Verne knew that tiankangs or sinkholes, that's the Chinese word for sinkholes, which essentially means like heaven's pits, knew that there were these like 300 meter deep ancient 40,000 year old rainforests full of extinct species of orchids and beetles that had their own microclimates and hurricanes. But I feel like that's the kind of thing that Jules Verne was going for in Journey to the Center of the Earth. I hope he would enjoy the extraordinary things that you can find in caves and imagine that you can find in caves, and just the sheer vastness of the world beneath our feet that I think a lot of people often forget. People think of it as tiny and narrow, and it is sometimes, you know, terrifyingly small, but there are also vast caverns, there are waterfalls down there are lakes and rivers, I like the idea that maybe Jules Verne would enjoy that.
I think that Bray Wyatt would really like my game because he's also into spooky shit and he's also into unconventional storytelling.
Unfortunately, I think the historical figure who would most enjoy my game is Georges Bataille, and I have no respect for Georges Bataille at all. But if I was to pick someone a little more recent, possibly Freddie Perlman, the author of Against History, Against Leviathan.
I think a figure from history who would have enjoyed the zine is Langston Hughes. I think there's an inherent poetry in the story game elements and interpersonal connection, and the world building is centered around a global community with no thoughts of colonialism. And I think he would have enjoyed that.
Thank you first to every designer who submitted to be part of these episodes. I'm trying something a little different for the podcast, but it's an idea I've had for more than a little bit, and I'm excited to utilize it for this sort of format. It is absolutely inspired by the way that Seda edits Folio, the fantastic solo TTRPG actual play podcast. If you haven't listened to Folio or the episode of this podcast that I did with Seda, I highly recommend you check out both of those. Just because Seda's great. Like, just go check out Seda's stuff. It's good. You'll have a great time. And of course, thank you for listening. If you have any specific feedback on this format, please let me know. I'm interested in using this pre-recorded format in some way in the future. And if people found it annoying or disjointed or whatever, I would love to know that. But if you're curious about more zines, I will put the links to all of the various landing pages in the show notes. That way you can go check them all out, see what's exciting, see what catches your eye. Hope wherever you are, you're happy, you're healthy, and you're safe. Fuck ice. I'll see you in the next one.